ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्धृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्तिः रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। भगवान टॉट आत्मविद्या टू अर्जुन वॉज डेल्यूडेड एंड हू हैड गॉन थ्रू लॉट ऑफ सफरिंग्स मेंटल सफरिंग्स ड्यू टू हिज अटैचमेंट टू हिज ओन पीपल। इन ऑर्डर टू रिमूव हिज डेल्यूशन एंड अटैचमेंट भगवान टॉट आत्मविद्या दैट आत्मा इज नित्य शुद्ध मुक्त ही डजंट हैव any vikara, nobody can kill it. Since it doesn't have any vikara, it cannot do any action also. Therefore, there is no question of proper action and improper action. As a kshatriya, you should do your duty for the sake of dharma, even if you have to fight with the adharmic people, you will not get any sin. If you don't agree with these two higher ideals, still I have a suggestion to tell, at least from the point of worldly angle, you have to fight. If you are not in a position to understand the adhyatma drishti, atma anatma drishti, and if you are not in a position to understand dharma drishti, dharmika drishti, still from the laukika drishti, you should fight at least to keep your name and fame intact, or at least to avoid ill fame. Whether you are going to win or not, in both ways you are going to be the gainer. Hatova prapsati swargam jitvava bhokshase mahim tasmad uttishta kaunteya yuddhaya krita nischayah. While fighting, while performing your duty, one particular attitude if you keep, that will help you to keep your balance of mind. What is that attitude? Sukha dukke same kritva labha labhau jaya jayau tato yuddhaya yujyasva naivam papam avapsati. In this shloka, karma yoga buddhi is prescribed as a proper attitude for spiritual growth while doing our duties. How to live in this world while performing various duties of life is answered in this shloka. No one can be successful 100% in his life. Everyone should face the dvandvas. Dvandvas in the sense, it may be success or failure, it may be wanted or unwanted life situation, but still samatva should be maintained, balance of mind should be maintained. The success in life is not having success 100% in our life, but the capacity to face successes and failures with a balance of mind. Learning to be a balanced person is the secret of success. Modern psychologists interpret our human behavior with regard to human success with regard to two dimensions. One is intelligent quotient, another is emotional quotient. It was felt by the modern psychologists that intelligent quotient is the cause of success. If a person is bright, if he has thinking capacity, then his success rate is higher. But afterwards they came to know it is not intelligent quotient, but the emotional quotient is responsible for a person's success. If emotional quotient is disturbed, even if a person is having lot of intelligence, that intelligence will not work. Like a student goes to exam, he might have prepared for his exam in a nice way, but if his emotional quotient is not in a good condition, as even he sees a question paper, first question he may not know answer, so immediately he finds that something is missing with me, I am not able to answer this first question. So his emotional quotient is disturbed. Then again with that disturbed mind he reads the second question. Because of that disturbance in the emotional quotient, he forgets the answer for the second question. Then again ground is lost. So finally he ended with all anxiety. So emotional quotient is very very important. Balance of mind is very very important. Equanimity of mind is very very important. Then there may be a question. Here Bhagavan says, hey Arjuna, you have to be equal with regard to two different things, sukha and dukkha. Both are opposite, and labha alabha, certainly both are opposite, jaya and ajaya. How can we see opposite things, different experiences such as sukha, dukkha, labha, alabha, jaya, ajaya as equal? It is impossible proposition. If it is black color, eyes will show it is black color. If it is red color, it will show as a red color. How can you see both as the same color? Then, since it is impossible, how can a teacher teach which is impossible? A teacher cannot teach something impossible. The answer is, equality is not with regard to the experiences. Sukha, dukkha, labha, alabha, jaya, ajaya, these are all experiences. Here, Bhagavan is not asking us to be equal with regard to experiences, but with regard to our responses and reactions to the experience. Very subtle point it is. With regard to experiences, there will be differences only. A happy situation will appear to us, we will experience as a happy situation. An unhappy situation, we will experience as a unhappy situation. But the response to that happy and unhappy situation can be same. If the mind loses its samatvam, then discrimination power will go off. Responses, reactions can be decided either by our willpower or by habits or vasanas. Here the point is, with regard to experiences, both will be different only. But how we respond to that experience, how we react to that experience, can be determined either by our willpower or by our habitual response. Here Bhagavan says, if you have willpower in the form of a proper attitude, then you will have always proper response. Animals don't have this capacity. They don't have willpower. They cannot choose how to react. 1 lakh year before also, if you throw a stone towards a dog, it will bark. Now also, it will bark. The same rule will not apply to a human being, a cultured human being. 1 lakh year before, he might have been a tribal being. When you throw a stone, he may react immediately. But if he has become a cultured person, an informed person, he need not react. He need not react. Ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha samanyam etat pashubhir narana buddhir hi tesham adhiko visheshaha buddhir vihina pashubhis samana. So what is that differentiating criterion? Is this thinking power or buddhi? This buddhi makes a human being different from the animals, Generally, all other categories like eating, sleeping and sense pleasures, these are all same. But this, because of this buddhi, if it is an informed buddhi, then his responses to the life situation, which happen to be a different one, entirely different one, labha alabha, can be with equanimity of mind. If a person loses this samatvam, equanimity, then what is the first problem? He will lose his discrimination power. Anybody who is in emotional situation, he will not have that thinking capacity. Once thinking capacity has gone, all his decisions will be based on emotions. All the decisions which are based on emotions cannot be a proper decisions. Not only that, once the discrimination capacity has gone, then we will not learn anything from this experience. An unhappy situation can teach a beautiful teaching to our life. Suppose if we prefer to respond habitually due to our vasanas, like animals, then what happens? We will not respond in a proper way and we will lose the beautiful teaching from the unhappy situation. Therefore, here Bhagavan's advice is, with regard to experience, you will have different things only. If you take ice cream, it will give a pleasant experience. If you take chili, it will give some sort of another type of experience. With regard to experiences, there is no possibility of equanimity, balance of mind. But with regard to responses, there is a possibility of equanimity. That is why, kartum va, akartum va, anyatha kartum va shakyate. Whether I can choose to act in a particular way or in another way, or I can choose not to act also, not to respond also. Somebody scolds me, immediately I also can start all the beautiful language, or I prefer to keep quiet. But this capacity of responding in a proper way is not with the animals. If it is angry, naturally it will bark. It will never think that, no, if I bark, my master will get more angry. It will not think. But an ordinary employee, he has that capacity, I should not open mouth now. If I open my mouth now, again that anger will be more and more, so I prefer to keep quiet. So therefore, Bhagavan says, put a path between the input and the output. That capacity human being is having with, in the form of discrimination. This capacity of putting a pass means a stop, is called a stability of inner mind. This is the sign of growth and evolution. The advice is to decide our responses by willpower consciously, that willpower which is backed by a clarity of thinking. That's why they say adversity introduces a person to himself. Any adversity comes in our life, immediately if we start reacting, we will lose the golden chance of learning from that adversity. That adversity is a great teacher. It introduces my limitations to me. These are all the things I can do. I should not have done this. Now I should learn from lesson from this adversity. Then I can avoid the repetition of the same mistake in my future life. So the life responses will be a measured response backed by a willpower which is having lot of clarity of thinking. They used to tell a small incident. There was a businessman. He had a ship which was doing business across the country. One day the ship sunk into the ocean. Somebody reported about this incident to this businessman. As even they are reporting, naturally they will not laugh and report. With all sadness only, they reported, like this, your ship has sunk inside the ocean. As even he heard, his immediate response was, immediately he responded, what? My ship has sunk in the ocean. Then within few minutes, so what? What to so what is the capacity of willpower. Then the person who was describing, all your wealth has been lost, immediately responded, what? Then within few seconds, so what? I can create more wealth in my lifetime. Here Arjuna is advised by the Lord. Arjuna, you should be a master of the environment. You should prove that you have this willpower, which is an unique power in the human being that you are the master of the environment, you are not the creature of the environment. So don't get carried away by the situation. To have this capacity, we should have the philosophy of life. That's what Bhagavan is going to talk about later. Having what type of philosophy you can have this power? It's an unique power. Unique power of keeping the responses with all equanimity. With what attitude of life you can have this power? The attitude is Manojaya Dwara Moksha Jayaha. This person is going to be called as a Karma Yogi. In later verses, he is going to be called as a Karma Yogi. Doing karma, doing actions is very, very natural to every being. Every human being does some work or the other. But if it is not governed by proper attitudes, for what purpose I am doing, how to do that action, if he doesn't have that proper attitude, the very actions will become a bondage to him. Therefore, this Karma Yogi, he has a philosophy of life in his mind. What is that philosophy? I have to conquer my mind first. I have to conquer habitual samsaric way of responses. It is called Manojayaha. Through that Manojaya, I have to finally find out my inner freedom. So this sukha dukke labha labhe jaya jaye samaha krutva, if you keep the mind in equanimity, this becomes the means for Manojayaha. Repeatedly, when you establish your mastery over your mind, then you find that you have conquered the mind. When you conquer the mind, then you attain a adhikaritva, it is called. Adhikaritva means fitness for higher knowledge. Since any war will have lot of situations with lot of anxiety, loss and irritation, this attitude of proper response is the medicine given by the Lord. A calm man performs his duties in a nice way without the loss of energy. An excited man shows that he is working. In our day-to-day life also we can see. A calm person who doesn't react to the situation will find he will not show that he is existing in that group at all. But his all his duties will be nicely performed, and lot of quantity also will be there, quality also will be there. But the person who is irritated, who is carried away by the situation, generally he shows and shouts. But what is his performance? It will be always less. Therefore, here Bhagavan says, before entering the war, actually before entering the war, you should prepare yourself with this great kavacha. What is that kavacha? Having samatva. One type of samatva is already told, that is adhyatma drishtya samatva. Atma doesn't have labha, alabha, jaya, jaya, papa, punya, shita, ushna, marana, janma. These are all dvandvas. These dvandvas atma don't have. Therefore, you should be samaha. Even if somebody cuts our body, the person who is a wise man, he will tell, achetiyoyum, adahyoyum, akletiyoyum, he will say. That is only for a person who has assimilated the higher knowledge or Atma Drishti. If a person finds that he is not up to that mark, so immediately Bhagavan comes to the next step. At least practice it at the practical level, having this Karma Yoga Buddhi as a means to keep your mind in equanimity. After that only go for your duties. Therefore here Bhagavan says, Tataha, thereafter, whereafter, after establishing your mastery over your own mind, your own impulsive reactions, your own emotional personality, after establishing that mastery, Yuddhaya Yujyasva, then decide to fight. Before starting any action, we have to be ready to accept both. Both means it can be a jaya or ajaya, it can be a labha or alabha. Daily for at least 10 minutes, whether we pray or not, sit quietly and we will decide. Many situations I have to face in the office or in the family situation, immediately I will not react. With this decision, if this decision is made daily as an auto suggestion, or in the form of prayer also. I will not ask the Lord to remove all the unwanted situations in my life. Because it is not possible. Very life means it is a mixture of wanted and unwanted situation. Since it is a mixture of papa and punya, so every jiva, every individual had to go through both type of situation. So instead of praying to remove the unwanted situation in my life, I prayed for the inner strength of mind to handle this unwanted situation also in a proper way. Therefore here Bhagavan says, evam, if you handle in this way, if you do in this manner, papam na avapsasi, you won't incur any sin. Papam means in the form of raga dvesha. What happens if I lose my control over the mind? Immediately mind becomes emotional. By what means it becomes emotional? Because of raga and dvesha. Because of attachment and aversion, my mind becomes disturbed. When the mind is disturbed because of attachment and aversion, as I told, discrimination power goes away, then I will do a series of mistakes and series of wrong decisions. Then this raga dvesha will not allow me to perform my duty, which I have to do, and will take me to do something which is prohibited by the Shastra, by the society. It will not allow me to practice my Swadharma. At the same time, it will allow me to practice Adharma also. Therefore, by doing Adharma, we will incur sin. By not doing Swadharma also, we will incur sin. Therefore, Papa Hetutvat Papam iti Uchyate. Ragadvesha is the papa hetu. Because of likes and dislikes only, a person commits both types of sins, commission and omission. Both are because of ragadvesha, a life of likes and dislikes. It is not a life of do's and don'ts. So here Bhagavan says, if you keep your mind with this attitude, karma yoga buddhi, your life will be a life of do's and don'ts, but it will not be a life of likes and dislikes. When the life is a life of do's and don'ts, then papam na avapsasi, you will not have spiritual fall. You may have externally loss or externally profitable situation, but with regard to inner spiritual growth, there will be always profit only. Therefore, instead of praying loka jayaha, we should pray for adhyatma jayaha. Adhyatma jayaha means equanimity of mind towards the results. Freedom from ragadvesha leads to atma jnanam. A disturbed mind cannot do any spiritual practice. So, balance of mind is the intermediary solution for the human problem. Atma jnanam is the absolute solution for all the ragadvesha. All our problems are because of attachment and aversion only. Why that attachment and aversion comes? Because of body identity. Therefore, absolute solution is knowing that I am not the particular body. When a person is not able to assimilate this idea, then next solution, as an intermediary preparatory solution, Bhagavan gives this yoga buddhi or samatva buddhi as the intermediary solution. So now another 4 or 5 shlokas, he will glorify this yoga buddhi. Yeshate abhita sankhe buddhir yoge tvimam shunu buddhya yukto yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. Yesha sankhe buddhihi te abhita. So far, O Arjuna, I have taught you sankhe yogaha or jnana yogaha or sankhe buddhihi. Sankhya means Upanishad. Samyak kyayate atmatattvam yasya sa sankhya. So sankhya means truth revealed in these Upanishads. What is the truth revealed in the Upanishads? Myself, atma. So sankhya means atma. Sankhya buddhihi means here knowledge. Sankhya buddhihi means atma jnanam, self knowledge. And hey Arjuna, if you would have understood this self knowledge, that you are the asanga atma, you are the akarta, abhokta, you are nityaha, then this confusion What is that confusion which was expressed by Arjuna? Svajanam hi katham hatva sukhinaha syama madhava. This is the problem of Arjuna. How can I kill my own svajanas? He is not bothered about killing others. His problem is killing my own svajana. How can I kill my own svajana and can be happy? Then he said, ahobada mahat papam kartum vyavasitavayam yadraja sukalopena antum svajanam udyada. That also svajanam only. This attachment is the body attack. Because of physical attachment, I attach myself with the another physics also. This confusion would not have continued if Arjuna, if you would have understood this self-knowledge. Samsara roga, according to Vedanta, is just one sentence. What is that? Aham yesha mama ete. I belong to certain people, they belong to me. Then samsara nivritti is in the form of knowledge that I don't belong to anyone. I am asanga atma. I am nitya shuddha buddha sarvagata asanga atma. This self-knowledge brings absolute samatvam in the mind of the wise man. Even if somebody scolds him or beats him, in gospel one story comes. A sadhu was beaten by some people. Then another sadhu went there and somehow brought him to the ashrama. That sadhu lost his consciousness, so they were feeding milk. While feeding the milk to that sadhu who was bitten, a sadhu asked, can you recognize who is feeding the milk? But that sadhu who was beaten happened to be a jnani. He told, the person who has beaten me is now feeding the milk. That means according to him, both are Bhagavan himself. The unhappy situation, unwanted situation in his life did not make him to lose his absolutes. It is called absolute samatva. So this samsara nivritti will go because of atmajnanam. But this atmajnanam is the ultimate solution given by all sorts of sorrows and confusions in human life. But since gaining the atmajnanam requires adhikaritvam, just because a person hears that you are atma, after hearing also he will say, yes, atma is nityaha, shuddaha, muktaha. I accept it. What is for me, he will tell. So after hearing thousands of times also, Bhagavan himself is told, na srutvapi kashchit na ved aascharyavat pashyati kashchit enam aascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyaha aascharyavat anya shunoti. So even if you hear thousands of times that you are nityaha, you are not body, after hearing, when he goes to home, his spouse, somebody scolds, immediately he gets angry. Just now he heard Gita and went to our house, then that mother will tell, I told you there is no benefit of going to Satsanga or Ramakrishna Mission for the Gita class. After hearing that also, you are getting angry. Some words she has uttered. What is there in accepting those words? The simple things also we cannot bear. Why? Because of strong identity with body-mind complex. So gaining atmajnanam requires certain fitness. In Vedanta it is called adhikaritva or sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi. Here Bhagavan introduces karma yoga as the means to adhikaritva. In Shankara Bhashyam, hypothetical question, if all the human problems can be solved by atmajnanam and already Bhagavan has taught atmajnanam, then why should he teach now karma yoga is the question. If all the problems can be solved by atmajnanam, then why should Bhagavan teach yoga buddhi at all? For that only this is the answer. Atmajnanam is not available for all. It is very very durlabham, very difficult. Only a few people who are matured enough, who have this adhikaritva or who have sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, they only gain this atmajnanam. Others all have to prepare for it. How to prepare? Karma yoga buddhi is the prescription. Then there may be a question, okay, you are telling atmajnanam doesn't come to every human being because he is not a fit person. How can you say that he is not a fit person? Some other factor also involved in not gaining this knowledge. See, any knowledge is gained only with three factors. For any knowledge, three factors are necessary. One is the student, pramata we call it. Another is prameyam, the object about what I want to know. If I want to know chemistry, there must be some chemicals about in front of me, and the student must be there. Then third one is pramanam, that is the science by which we try to know about that object. Pramata, prameyam and pramanam. If pramata is not there, if student is not there, there is no possibility of knowledge. If prameyam is not there, that object of knowledge is not there, then also there is no possibility of knowledge. If I don't have eyes, then also there is no possibility of gaining that particular knowledge. This is with regard to any knowledge. In spiritual knowledge, what is the prameyam? What is the object of knowledge? Atma. Atma is the object of knowledge. Atma is always nityaha, it is there, all pervasive, everywhere it is there. So you cannot say atma is a, the prameyam is missing factor. Then pramanam, pramanam is guru, shastra, vakya is the pramana. Teacher's words, teacher's guidance is the pramana. And we cannot say here guru is an inferior guru. Here Bhagavan Krishna is Jagat Guru, more than him capable person Arjuna cannot get. But still Arjuna finds that he doesn't have this self knowledge. That is the reason he did not start fighting. If he would have understood that I am Atma, I don't have any Papa and Punya, nothing is going to bring Janma and Marana, so therefore I will do my duty, he could have told. Since he has not told, he has not received the self knowledge. Why he has not received the self knowledge? There may be three factors which is involved in the self knowledge. One is prameyam. Atma. Atma is always available. It is not absent anytime, anywhere. Then another is pramanam. That is guru or shastra. Guru also is a beautiful guru. Jagat guru. And shastram, you cannot say shastram may be wrong. Here shastram is a time-tested one. It is a time-tested knowledge. So you cannot blame shastram also for not gaining the knowledge. So the parishesha nyayena, what is the third factor? The student. If the student is not a fit person, pramata is not a fit person, if he is a defective one, then there is a possibility of not gaining the self-knowledge. Then the question comes, what defect? Absence of adhikaritvam. In simple words, if he doesn't have chitta shuddhi and chitta ekagrata, this knowledge will not be received by the student. Guru may be great, shastram also may be great, atma is always available, about which I am going to study. But the student, if he doesn't have chitta shuddhi, what do we mean by chitta shuddhi? Purity of mind. Raga dvesha is the only impurity. Likes and dislikes are the only impurity according to shastra. All our problems are because of this impurity. Because of like, I desire so many things. Because of dislike, I hate, having jealous, anxiety, fear, so many other problems. So chitta shuddhi means freedom from raga dvesha, freedom from strong likes and dislikes. And chitta ekagrata means freedom from vikshepa, wavering. If a person wants to write in a board, first the board should be very clean and the board should be fixed in a particular place. It should not hang here and there. You cannot write anything. Now the board is human mind. In that human mind, people have written about ourselves. You are so and so, 5 feet 8 inches, 80 kilograms, 40 years, and son of so and so. Like that, so many people have written. Bhagavan want to write, or Shastra want to write, you are Asangaha, you are Nityaha, you are Sarvagataha, you don't have any physical body at all. You want to write. How you will write? So, first thing is, you should erase all those things. Next is, the clean board should be in a fixed place. As even he talks, if our mind is roaming everywhere, though physically we may be sitting here, and mentally we can roam entire world. So, mind should have chitta shuddhi and chitta ekagrata. That is the criterion for learning or having any knowledge. Then the question comes, how to get this chitta shuddhi and chitta ekagrata? That's what Bhagavan is going to talk about hereafter. Chitta shuddhi is acquired by karma yoga buddhi. How to handle our likes and dislikes? By karma yoga buddhi, by samatva buddhi, we can handle our likes and dislikes. Then second is, chitta ekagrata, firmness of the mind, a concentrated mind. How you can attain? By upasana, by meditation, by keeping the mind in a calm way, at least some time in our day-to-day life. That is called upasana, remembering the Lord's name, Lord's glories, In that way, we are trying to practice. You try to fix your mind in a particular way, particular object of meditation. So, karma yoga, buddhi and upasana is given as the prescription. Karma yoga means what? Next question. Karma yoga, stage by stage we are coming. All human problems are solved by Atmajnanam. Atmajnanam is durlabham, not possible for all. Therefore, a person should prepare for gaining that Atmajnanam. How to prepare means getting freedom from strong likes and dislikes and keeping the mind in a poised and concentrated way. So, how to get freedom from likes and dislikes? Karma Yoga. What do you mean by Karma Yoga? Nissangataya Ishvara Aradhanartham Karma Anushtanam. Two things are there. First is Nissangataya, without attachment. Then Ishvara Aradhanartham, as a worship of the Lord, doing our own duties, whatever we do. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhoshi, dadasi yat. Bhagavan is going to tell this. Whatever you are going to do in your day-to-day life, you offer to me. So, here Nissangataya means, Nissangataya, detachment. Detachment from what? Detachment from both karma and a karma phalam. How can I work? If I don't have attachment towards work, how can I work? Why I should have detachment towards the very karma itself? Because attachment towards karma will make a person workaholic. That is the problem faced by many people. After 60 they are retired but not tired. Still they are energetic. They go for second job also. Or they trouble others. Sitting in home, they trouble others. They are retired physically but not tired, because from 5th age onwards he started his running race in those days. 5th age or 4th age onwards, nursery, pre-nursery, nursery, first standard, like that, morning 7 o'clock he is habituated to get up, immediately run, then get ready for school, then afterwards this getting ready for school is substituted by getting ready for office. So it has taken him from the 5th age to 60th age. Now he doesn't have any work. He doesn't find any work, worthy work. So all these times he had taught, going to office, earning some money and bringing it is the worthy work. He did not practice any worthy work like studying the scriptures, doing the Lord's name or doing meditation. These things he has not practiced. So he becomes a workaholic. If attachment is there towards the karma, he becomes a workaholic and addicted to the duties. The mind which is workaholic will not allow us to study anything. Because studying the scriptures is the highest spiritual practice. Tadhitapaha. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, what do you mean by tapas? The question comes. There one person says, satyam, practicing satyam is the highest tapas. Practicing dharma is the highest tapas. Practicing brahmacharya is the highest tapas. But there Upanishad says, studying the scriptures is the highest tapas. Because human mind is not ready to take the new wisdom. It will rebel, it will not allow us to learn anything new. Therefore, attachment towards karma will make us workaholic. Therefore, attachment should not be there for the karma. And attachment towards karma phalam leaves emotional problems. If I want to pass that exam, if I am very particular about that exam passing, all the time what will be there? Can I do this? Can I do this? Lot of anxiety will be there. If I don't pass, what will happen? If I don't pass, what will happen? So these are all emotional disturbances. Leads to chitta vikshepa. Disturbance means the mind is not in a concentrated way. Because of that disturbance, he cannot perform the duty also. So therefore, nissangataya, detachment from both work, duty, particular situation, I have been given this duty. That doesn't mean that I have to follow the same duty up to the 90th year also. As long as I was a student, I was asked to study. Studying is my duty. Then when I get employment, going for employment is my duty. Taking care of my family members. Once I find family is settled, children are settled, immediately I should change my duties. I should change my routine. I should find interest in some other duties also. Because taking care of family members is duty accepted, but that is not the only duty. You have duty towards yourself also. You have to enrich yourself with the spiritual growth. So that also is an important duty. This person doesn't bother about his personal duties. So therefore, this attachment towards the external duties makes the person a workaholic and a disturbed one. Then why should I do karma at all? Two answers are there. One is, you cannot avoid doing action. Ishvara sarva bhutana suddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. According to scripture, the very human birth is to exhaust our punya papa karma. How you will exhaust your punya papa karma? By acquiring the desirable things and getting suffering from the undesirable things. So this is possible only I transact with the world. Transaction with the world is called duty. So without duty, you cannot live at all in the world. That is one answer. Second answer is, the very duty which happened to be a bondage, the very duty which happened to be a bondage can be converted by this Ishvara Aradhana Buddhi as a means for freedom from bondage. So Ishvara Aradhanartha means, while performing the duty, I offer all my duties to the Lord. Narayanayeti samarpayami. Then second is, while receiving the benefit of that effort, any effort is going to bring fruit, while receiving that benefit of that effort, I will receive it as a prasada buddhi, as a prasadam, as a gift from the Lord. A person who receives with this idea will not have complaints. If you go to Tirupati, you will get laddu prasadam. It is nice, desirable prasadam. And if you go to some Shiva temple, you will get only bhasma prasadam, vibhuti, you cannot eat it. And if you go to Vaishnava temple, you will get teertha prasadam, only water. Compared to laddu prasadam, teertha prasadam is inferior. So he will not say, no, I don't like it, this teertha prasadam. Because it is prasadam, you will have it with all devotion. In Tirupati, you may get one big laddu. Here, ordinary small. In ashrama, you may get small laddu. So you will not have complaints over the prasadam when you consider something a gift from the Lord. So all our life experiences, if they are converted as a gift from the Lord, so we will not have complaints. Freedom from complaints is called manojayaha. The karma yogi is very clear about his priorities, about his goal, about his way of life. So his philosophy is, as he saw, manojaya dwara moksha jayaha is the goal for him. First I have to establish mastery over my mind, manojayaha. Through that dwara moksha jayaha, gaining my internal freedom, which happened to be my intrinsic nature. He is not interested in external accomplishments. Though one part of mind, there is a idea of external accomplishment, but priority will not be given to external accomplishments. Therefore, he offers all actions to the Lord. If a person is not a karma yogi, is not a spiritual seeker, he will have a lot of wishes. Wish list will be there, big list will be there. Asmakam saha kudumbana kshema sthairya virya vijaya ayur arogya aishwarya abhivrityartham dhanam dhanyam pashum bahuputra lav. These are all you might have heard. When you go to temple, they will ask your name and gotra. As even you tell your name and gotra, the priest on your behalf, he will put what is the purpose of this worship. Sankalpa it is called. You have to inform the Lord for what purpose you want to pray. Karma yogi will say, hey Bhagavan, give me the strength of mind to face all situations with the equanimity of mind. Because manojaya is the actual benefit by all actions I am going to get. That actual benefit, inner growth only I want. But other people, generally you may hear, asmakam saha kudumbanam. Asmakam means for me, saha kudumbanam. My family members, not others, neighbors. Neighbors are not included. Kshemaha, sairyaha, viryaha, vijayaha, ayuhu, arogyam, aishwaryam, abhivrityartham, dhanam, dhanyam, pashum, bahuputra lav. Already he is suffering because of children. If you observe your day-to-day actions, you will find with many things you will not agree at all. So whenever sannyasins also go and do some puja, the pujari will tell same thing, because he is accustomed for that. Asmakam saha kudumbanam. Where is the family at all for a sannyasi? Where is the bahuputra labha for sannyasi? Bahuputra labha means having a lot of children. So, but the priest is accustomed. Then we used to say, add two more words. Viveka vairagyartham. Ishvara prityartham. Add these two words. But it will not come in his mouth. He is not habituated. The karma yogi will have sankalpa for any action. Not only religious action, for any action. What is his motive? Viveka vairagyartham and Ishvara prityartham will be the sankalpa. For ordinary person, the sankalpa will be having external achievements. So he will ask, why should I offer the result of, after doing so much of japa and dhyana, and you are telling Narayana yeti samarpayami, why should I offer to the Lord? The karma yogi has the conviction that moksha jayaha, that is freedom from karma and karma phalam, as the highest purushartha. Four types of purushartha are there: artha, kama, dharma and moksha. So according to karma yogi, moksha is the goal of life. All other things are means. He will not say, I don't want it. He will keep a subordinate position to all other things. So what is that moksha jaya means? Freedom from karma, papa, punya. He knows that I don't have separate existence from the Lord. That is why karma yoga can be practiced only by a devotee. So he knows gaining Bhagavan in my life is the highest goal. That is called moksha. And with that Bhagavan, I should have some relationship. And I am not separate from him. Because what is the definition of Bhagavan? All pervasive. All pervasive means, can I be away from all pervasive? So he has that clarity. If Bhagavan is the bimba, I am the pratibimba. In Bhagavata, Prahlada says, O Lord, only foolish people will ask certain boon from you. What is that foolishness? That I am different from you. This is a foolishness because of which they ask all the other external things from you. But the devotees know that you are bimba and I am the pratibimba. A person stands in front of the mirror. He sees a face in the mirror. He wants to decorate that mirror in a nice way. Where he has to decorate? He has to decorate in the original face one. He cannot decorate the reflected face. So Bhagavan is the original face. All the individuals are reflected faces. So when you give all the punya or whatever you have done, all the karma phala, then that bank is with lot of safety. If you have separate bank account, there is always a possibility of insolvency, because we cannot know how to save money. We know only how to take money only. So human mind is always towards the lower things. So when it goes for lower things, naturally it will violate all the dharmic codes. Naturally, it will have only negative accounts only. So therefore, your Bhagavan subscribing, you don't have separate account. Whatever you do, offer it to me. Whenever you are in need, I will provide. So all karma was done with Ishvara Arpana Buddhi. He accepts karma phalam with Prasada Buddhi. This Prasada Buddhi keeps him with Samatvam. As I told, when you consider something as the Prasada or a gift from the Lord, you will not have complaints. Since mind doesn't have complaints, it is always kept in the balance of mind. This samatvam is a relative samatvam. Through karma yoga, mind is going to be balanced. But this samatvam is a relative one. Absolute samatvam is possible only with self-knowledge, wherein there is no idea of individual identity at all. Here there is an idea of individual identity, there is an idea of I am doing my duty, there is an idea of I have to offer the duties to the Lord, and there is an idea that I am receiving the karma phala from the Lord. These are all ideas are there. So this samatvam is a relative one. It makes him to enjoy a wonderful mind which is not agitated by anxiety, fear, guilt, etc. It makes him an adhikari for jnana marga. So entire life grand map is provided by the Vedanta Shastra. What is that grand map? All our human problems are because of identity with this physical body mind complex. All our human problems are because of this ignorance that I am limited one. Once this ignorance is removed by the knowledge that I am not a limited one, I am all pervasive consciousness. Once that self-knowledge comes, then all these sufferings are gone. How to gain that self-knowledge? The student needs adhikaritva or fitness of mind. How to gain that fitness of mind, which is in the form of chitta shuddhi and chitta ekagrata, purity of mind and concentrated mind, how to get it? By karma yoga. What do you mean by karma yoga? Without attachment, performing our day-to-day duties, while performing our duties, offering those duties to the Lord, so that when we receive the fruits of that duties, we will receive in a beautiful way as a gift from the Lord. So this is the complete roadmap of human life is given in the Shastra. And without karma yoga, a person cannot get adhikaritva. Without adhikaritva, a person cannot get knowledge. So without karma yoga, jnana yoga vichara is futile. If a person is not qualified, all these shastra vichara will make him more and more rakshasa. He will quote shastra also. While killing, all terrorists can quote this. Achedyoyam adakyoyam. So I am not killing. Nobody is killed by me. Like that he can quote. So it will be a futile effort. And without jnana yoga or without knowledge, karma yoga cannot make a person free from samsara. That is the reason Bhagavan initially taught jnana vichara. Since Arjuna is not able to understand and assimilate, Bhagavan now teaches karma yoga. Imam buddhi yoge shunu. Eshate abhihita sankhye buddhi yoge imam shunu, he has told. So already I have taught this Sankhya Yoga, Atma Jnanam. Now may you listen to this Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga means Karma Yoga. Yaya Buddhya Yuktaha San, endowed with this Karma Yoga Buddhi, Karma Bandham Prahasyasi. You will be free from all bondages, samsara. Ultimately, you will get that freedom from Karma Bandham. Karma Yoga leads to Adhikaritva. Adhikaritvam takes a person to Guru, then Guru teaches self-knowledge, then he gets that moksha. Karma bandha means karma eva bandha, karma bandha. Binds a person through two types of phalam. One is drishta phalam, another is adrishta phalam. Drishta phalam means getting something externally. Adrishta phalam means punya and papa. If drishta phalam is positive, whatever I wanted to achieve, if I achieve, immediately I get one type of problem. What is that problem? Arrogance and greediness. I want more. If I have not gained as I wanted, negative phalam, what is that? I get a guilt or krodha or matsarya. Somebody has got it, I have not got it. So I get matsarya, jealousy, and I get krodha also. Adrishta phalam in the form of punya and papam. Punya and papam again leads to punarjanma. Therefore, karma bandham prakashyati, you will be free from samsara roga, freedom from all types of dependence. This is the grand map. Entire Gita now is introduced now. Just within one shloka he has introduced. Sankhya yoga will make the person to have absolute samatvam. And if you don't assimilate that Sankhya yoga, you have to prepare yourself in order to gain that knowledge. The preparation is always in the form of karma yoga. That karma yoga is doing our own duties with the attitude of offering it to the Lord and receiving the result from the Lord, so that a person gets adhikaritva, then finally he gets knowledge, and finally he gets freedom from all dependencies. More details we will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.